Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the challenges we, most of us, face is the idea of getting all the things done that we need to get done in life. And so one possible solution for that is to create a to-do list so you capture the things you need to do. And we've talked about this many times before and the importance of getting things out of your mind and onto paper. But once that to-do list is complete, the thing we really have to look at is the priorities. Because what most people do is they'll create the to-do list and then they'll just start to attack it. But they don't put a lot of time and energy into thinking about the order in which they're going to do things. And the one thing I've learned in life is that if you don't prioritize things in your life, somebody else will do it for you, right? And it's that simple. So the idea of creating priorities and realizing that life is really about trade-offs, and those trade-offs require you making the decisions and getting clear about the priorities that you have for yourself. And once you're able to get clear about those priorities, then and only then you can start to order those things and prioritize those things that you have to get done. And so it comes down to, you know, the daily to-do list certainly is a big thing, but also figuring out your priorities in life. What's most important to you? Is it more important for you to be at that meeting at work at 5:30 at night, or is it more important for you to be at, you know, your child's soccer game? And it's going to depend on the situation. Depends how many soccer games there are, how critical this is. It depends on your child and how important they view you being there is. It depends on how important the meeting is. Do you really need to be there? Is this a career-related meeting that you have for yourself? Is this something that's going to get you ahead? Or is this simply just another endless waste of time that you need to be that you're going to because you feel like you need to be there, but in essence you're really not? And sometimes in life, we have to say no to things too. And that's another thing that most people that are trying to climb the corporate ladder, they're not saying no. They're saying yes to everything. And that's a matter of not being able to prioritize things. So again, we all want to get ahead. We want to do things. We want to do well at work. We want to be great parents. You know, we want to be great husbands or wives or significant others. We want to be great friends. The challenge is sometimes life is just too demanding to do all of those things incredibly well. And so trade-offs are necessary. And that's really where the prioritization comes in. So we want to think long and hard about what is most important to us. Is it really important to go to that meeting that we have to go to? And that's one good place to start, because you say yes to everything and sooner or later you get burnt out. But so and also, if you start to say no to certain things, you'd be surprised. People may actually respect that. Or if you start to look at other ways you can do things. You know, hey, if you're going to go to the meeting, I don't need to be there, but there's someone else that is going to be there. Could you send me a summary of what happened? Or can you call me afterwards instead of taking an hour in the meeting? Can you give me the 5-minute overview of what happened? Because I've got 16 other things that I have to be working on at the same time, and unfortunately, I can't make it. But making those choices becomes important to your success in life. And if you look at the most successful people out there, you'll find that they are able to prioritize very well, and that they look at their time and they covet that time, and they realize that if I'm doing something that's not going to lead, that's not critically important to where I need to be or where I need to go, then I need to say no. And I need to really think about how I prioritize the activities that I have on my calendar. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about those things that you have to get done, those things that you'd like to get done, and those things that you're okay if they don't get done. And start to prioritize the things in your life. And as you prioritize and as you focus, you end up getting more done. Just remember where we started. If you don't take the time to prioritize your life, somebody else will do it for you.